and handle the truth.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcasting live from Central Indiana. I am your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is July 21st, 2019. A lot to talk about. Ready to hear what you have to say. Your participation is requested. It is encouraged. It is your duty as a patriot to sound off. Listen, learn, and share what you know. Support independent media. Support RBN. My email address. Just send me kind emails. No nasty ones. No caps. Offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. The chat room is open, offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. Phone lines open, 800-313-9443. So take advantage of that. This is your network, people. Take advantage of it. Sound off. Got a lot to talk about here. I want to start off with what happened to me on Friday. I've been working with GCN a little bit, with Mr. Vincent Finlay, who's also on this network with his show USA Prepares. I was on Friday with another guest, first hour. His name was Kurt Wilson, another preparedness kind of guy, starting back up, took about a year hiatus off, and he's back in the loop again, talking about preparedness and his website. And I can find more information about that later on and share that with you. But Vincent had him on talking about a little problem that we've been experiencing here on this network, and I'm sure GCN has had their share of it also. That's why Vincent brought him on board to talk about a little problem with trolls. Yes, trolls. Those, not those little gargoyle trolls, but we're talking about people that actually have a mission, a plan to disrupt and divide a network such as RBN or GCN or others. And it was an interesting story because Kurt came on, and I'm definitely going to have this guy on the show sometime in the future. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but he gave a little talk about what's been happening in his life with trolls trying to bring down his network, bring down his chat room, mess with his website. And it's interesting because I've experienced the same thing here on RBN for the last year and a half now. You know, I have a nice run for a while and nobody bothers me. They send me nice emails. They send emails of information. Steve, check this out. And I appreciate all those emails. Please, people, keep sending them. I appreciate them. I do respond. It may take a little time sometimes to get back to you, but 9 out of 10 times, I do respond back to your emails. So I appreciate them. Thank you very much. Keep them coming. So Kurt shared a story very similar to my story. I get sometimes when I touch on these topics that people don't like, and these are the trolls I'm talking about, they come at you. And it's really interesting. I'm not sure where some of them are. I think some of them are foreign, because their punctuation is very poor, their grammar is very poor, and everything is in caps, screaming at me at the top of their lungs there. And, well, the message really isn't that bad, but it's all in caps, so they are screaming it at me, and it's always in biblical terms, you know, biblical scripture. Steve, this, you got to understand this, and it's all screaming at me in biblical scripture. Well, you're talking to the wrong guy here. I am not a biblical master. I have never, ever read the Bible in its complete. I never have. I've got probably a quarter of the way through, and I never have finished it. Why didn't I finish it? I don't have a real good answer for that. Something must have taken me away. I, I don't know. I guess if you read the Bible, you have to share it with others, or you have to sit down and have it explained exactly what the meaning is. There's so many scriptures. There's so much going on there. But the bottom line, I am who I am. I call myself more of a spiritualist, a good person, a Christian. But the bottom line is I treat people the same way I like to be treated. Be a good person. Give back. And I try to do that. May not know a scripture at all. You can throw something at me and I'll go, man, I don't know. I've got to go grab my Bible. I got to flip to that page and I'll, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Well, that sounds nice. It sounds good. I agree with it. Cool. So you're screaming at me in biblical scripture that I should know all these things, and I don't. Some of them get kind of crude. Some of them get kind of nasty. Those guys, well, I don't mess with them anymore. I won't tell you how I do that. I just don't mess with them anymore. So for the most part, I get some pretty good emails. So the story goes, Kurt Wilson was telling about tracing back. He's a TI guy. He's able to go back and figure out where these trolls are coming from. Now, Kurt's living in California somewhere, not sure where, but he's getting hit quite a bit. And he just, like I said, returned back to the airways here in the last couple of weeks. So he does a little search, and evidently he's able to go back to an IP address and trace it back. Where is it coming from? What area? And actually trace it back to the actual location. That's pretty damn good. I don't know how to do that. I'm going to have to learn that, maybe. So he does this, and he finds out there's a building in Orange County, California. And he can pull it up online and look at the building from a satellite image there, what the building looks like. It's a very large building. It's 24 stories tall. There's no letters. There's no identification on the building whatsoever. He does a little more search, a little more investigation to find out, guess who owns it? Three little initials. Begins with a C. Did you say CIA? Yeah, there you go. CIA evidently owns the building. And so what these people do in this building, this is a 9-to-5 job for these people. Their job is to come in and disrupt, make trouble, and divide the people, and take people down and take networks down. That's their job. He actually found out who this person was, not by names per se, but by a location number or something, a tag. And the guy actually later on responded back, says, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done this. This is wrong. I'll never do it again, and I'm quitting. But there are people who do a 9-to-5 job doing this. It's pretty amazing. Their job is to disrupt and divide the people, not only on this network, other networks, but think about it, on the large scale, divide the people in America. Some are very successful. They're doing a very good job of that, because I look out there right now and I see a nation that is very, very divided, separate. Me, 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 me. Everybody's playing the victim card right now. So just wanted to get that out there, and I don't know why. I checked at the time I was on that show with Vincent, and I checked, and my chat room was taken down. So I figured trolls got in there, shut it down. Chat Tango monitored and said, well, some language was on there inappropriate, so we'll just take it down. And I went back to the original person who actually put up the website, the chat room, Mer, Wisconsin. I thank you very much. Got a big heart. Her intentions are well. The chat room is open for discussion on topics, to share ideas. That's what it's always been. I monitor it once in a while. I do see some things sometimes I shake my head at it and say, well, it's turning into a Jew hate site, and I don't want that, but I don't control it. And there's usually somebody in there who says, you know, that's not appropriate. Keep it clean. Talk about the issues. Don't get personal here. And whenever I talk about that little place out there called Israel, I talk about behavior of what I see in a government that I don't like. I have nothing against the Jewish people. I'm sure they're very fine people. A lot of them are. It's the Zionist ones that believe they're chosen and that they're better than everybody else and that they are deserving of more and more and more. And the treatment of the Palestinians, my heart goes out to them. So that's what I talk about. I think they got the same problem we do in this country. They got a bad government. We got a bad government. And I'd like to do something about that. That's why I'm here on this network. Started off locally, a small little station in Northern California. Now I'm here, hopefully reaching a lot more people, and people are listening and learning and sharing that information with others. We can't do it alone. We're going to need your help, no doubt about that. So let's go about. There's been so much going on here. Well, we got the Jeffrey Epstein. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We got the four women here, congresswomen, who were angry about what they call it, what Donald Trump's his tweets, racist, xenophobic tweets. So I want to kind of go over that a little bit. Every mainstream media is carrying pretty much the same article here, so I'm going to kind of cite this article from USA Today, one of the rags I don't like. It's actually a rag. Just give you a little bits and pieces, kind of sound bites here. What I'm looking at here, Trump tells congresswoman to go back to the crime-infested places where they came from. And I have no problem with that. You come into this country, especially Omar, coming from Somalia, came 20 years ago, was invited and brought in, saved. I guess you might say she was saved. She was in a bad situation here. So I don't see a whole lot of gratefulness from Miss Omar to say, thank you, America, for saving my life, while so many others didn't make it and died in Somalia. So no thanks there whatsoever. It's looking the gift horse in the mouth. I mean, amazing. You do something nice for somebody and they still have the guts, the arrogance, the audacity to say nasty, bad things about you. Well, we could send you back. You know, like I said, I think the Trump tweet was well worded. I think it was justified. And I would have said the exact same thing. You're not happy with America. You're slamming America. This country's been pretty darn good to you, but you're not seem to be very happy with it. So why don't you just get your bags, pack them, go back, fix the country you came from, which, by the way, is pretty bad shape. Once you fix that, then you come back. If you can do that, fix that, then, hey, we'll want you to come back here and then tell us how to fix our problems here in this country. I think it's great advice. You know, Omar, we'll send back Cortez. We'll send back Ayanna Pressley, no relation to Elvis Presley, I don't think. Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. And go out there, go back to your native countries, fix them, come back, show us your successes, and then please teach us how to make America great again. Ken, before I read this here, I want Ken to play this clip I found. It was sent to me by a loyal listener of the network here, and you're never going to hear this on mainstream media, but this is one of the four women, the congresswomen. One of them has the guts to come out, and this is like 5 minutes long, and tell Americans of how America should be. And I'm talking about Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Ken, could you unplay that clip?
Education is one of the most important areas that Muslims have to address. And while our objective, our final objective, is not just to become part of the system that we experience now and that we see, our objective, our final objective, is to create our own Islamic systems, and not only create Islamic systems for Muslims, but to look at all the other people who are sharing this country with us as potential Muslims. And if we look at them as potential Muslims and feel that we have the obligation, which Allah has told us, to try to bring them into the same style of thinking, into the same way of behaving, into the same objectives that we have, then we have to have some way that we can communicate with them and some way we can work with them. And in that long-range process of making America Muslim, all of America Muslim, then we have to have some actual short-range goals. We have to have some way of dealing with them and know how we're going to deal with them and in which ways, and be very calculated about it, or else we will not accomplish our goals.
Isn't that amazing? Make America Muslim. You heard it right there. I have never seen that on mainstream media. Nobody's ever pointed to that. I have never heard anybody, even on the opposition, the Republican side, saying, hey, look what this woman stands for. She wants to make America Muslim. Hey, it came right out of her mouth. There you go. You heard it right here on Independent Media, Republic Broadcasting Network. Wants to make America Muslim and how we're going to do it and progress on. Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm waiting for Donald Trump to pull that one out. Could James Kelso, maybe I'll send this to James Kelso. James, if you're listening to the show today, please contact me. I'll send you the clip. Send that to your boy, Donald Trump, and have him push this issue of Make America Muslim. I want something done about that. So going back to the actual article here on USA Today, the rag that I don't like, but everybody's saying the same thing in mainstream media. President Donald Trump's opponents accused him of xenophobia and racism Sunday after he posted tweets calling on unspecified group of Democratic congresswomen to go back and help fix the country he said they originally came from before trying to make legislative changes in the USA. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it's done. These places need your help badly, and you can't leave fast enough. And I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy and quickly to work out free travel arrangements, the president said in three connected tweets. I agree 100%. You're not happy? Go back. You're not happy in a job? What do? You quit. If you're that unhappy, you quit. You just say, you know what? I can't tolerate these things. This place is not the place for me. I'm looking for a new job. You give your notice, 2 weeks' notice, and you quit. When it comes to a country you don't like, you better have something substantial what you don't like. Saying that America is white, it's a supremacist, white privilege. What is white privilege anyway? I keep hearing this. What is white privilege? I'm white privilege. Well, no, I'm really not. I work very hard. I came from a family where my father worked very, very hard. We're not millionaires. We lived comfortable. Is that white privilege? No. I think it's just living comfortable. And so I'm not really sure what is white privilege. If somebody were successful as a businessman, he happened to be white, and he happened to make millions and millions of dollars, or maybe $1 billion like Bill Gates, would you say because he was successful, he's white privilege? I mean, could you actually pull that one off? Does success make you privileged if you work really hard? I say no. It's hard work paying off. Happens to be that I happen to be white. There's plenty of black people out there that are very successful. Let's say Oprah Winfrey, per se. Woman's worth $1 billion. She's done very well for herself. She black privilege? No. I don't see her as color. She's just a successful businesswoman. Many others just like that. You got Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, worked very hard, law school, became a justice. He's done very well for himself. Is he privileged? No. He worked hard to get where he is, I assume. He got appointed, of course, but he worked very hard to get where he is. So I don't see this color thing, and I'm getting a little tired of it, of pointing the finger at white boy here, that he is privileged. Well, we have done a lot in the last 40 or 50 years to supposedly, because of the liberals, they felt guilty. I don't know why, but they felt that we'll have to give you an extra little shot here. We'll give you a little helping hand here. Well, let's give you affirmative action. How about that? Well, there's your reparations, by the way. So let's give you a helping hand here. Let's give you special preference in getting hiring. So let's do that. Affirmative action, which is reverse discrimination against everybody else, not of color. So we are a nation that is very divided. Everybody seems to want their little piece of pie, don't they? Everybody wants their little piece of pie. Well, I'm tired of playing the victim card. Are we Americans or are we all separate in this country? I see everybody, we're Americans. Those who are here legally, we are all Americans working together. Supposedly, we should be. And I don't buy this victim card of race card. I'm not going to buy it, never have, never will, and you shouldn't either. Be back after a short commercial break. Steve Elkins at the mic. This is Off the Beaten Path. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
We are back. Is there anyone out there? If there is, please call 1-800-313-9443. So we go back to the racist tweets, which they're not racist tweets. They're just tweets of accuracy, calling out four women who just simply don't seem to love America. Well, there's an easy solution then. And he said, leave. Interesting that he went to a rally in North Carolina the other day. And now the mainstream media is hounding him because he did not condemn the chance of send her back or go back. He was supposed to come right out and say, shame on you. I guess take a little ruler out there and start smacking people, say you can't say that. But now, for some reason, Donald Trump is responsible for the words, the actions of other people. Quite the double standard we see here, isn't it? I'm supposed to be responsible for somebody else's words and their actions. No, not going there, and neither should you. So you don't like it? Leave. This is America. It's not perfect. It's not great. We've got a long ways to go from being great. Long ways to go. We got tons of stuff to work on. But if you're not happy and you don't want to work for it, then go back to your country. I have no problem with that. Hey, I'll even throw a couple of dollars your way to get you there. One-way ticket, of course. We're going to go to the phones here. We got Chance in West Virginia. Chance, you're on. Oh, Chance, you dropped. You just got here. Okay. We'll call back, Chance. So we'll go back to that. Moving on to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's my best I can do for a Spanish accent, by the way. Is criticizing, of course, many things. But evidently she's calling for a 9/11-style commission to investigate child separation from families. Well, you know, I have quite a few friends who are in law enforcement, and if they go on the scene to a domestic violence thing, they always separate the family, the husband and the wife. They separate them, they interview them, and if need be, when they transfer somebody to jail, and if they have a whole family, they both mother and father are going to be in jails, well, the children have to go somewhere to be tended to until a family or relative can be located. But that's common protocol in law enforcement. For some reason, that's forgotten now, and you're not supposed to actually, you know about that. It's protocol. You separate them, and then you bring them together later on. So this whole thing of the nasty, mean Americans and ISIS separating the families and terrible things, terrible conditions. I think we heard Ocasio-Cortez say last week that they're drinking out of toilets, which conflicts the statement by a preacher. I think it was a Catholic priest who went also on that same excursion with Cortez and saying none of that happened. Nobody was drinking out of a toilet. So more lies from Ocasio-Cortez. That's all we seem to get from these people. Accusations, lies. It's that dirty diaper thrown against the wall scenario to see what sticks. Oh, we got Chance back. To see what sticks. It doesn't have to be true. It just has to stick. And if it sticks, it will meet its goal in basically dethroning you. And they're not done. I am not sure why Trump wants to do another 4 years. He has gone under a lot of scrutiny, a lot of criticism for the time he's been on so far. Why would you want to do four more? I don't know. You must really love your country if you want to put up with four more years of crap from the Democrats who are going to be coming at you left and right for taxes, this and this, and girls and women and this and this. It's ridiculous. It's so obvious what you're doing, and it ain't working. Even your own people in the Democratic Party know what you're doing. They're not buying the load of crap you're selling. It ain't working, but they continue on. And CNN is just getting worse and worse. I saw Maddow one day. She closed her show out nearly in tears because of the frustration. She cannot nail this guy to the wall. She cannot nail Donald Trump. Everything she's tried has not worked. It's frustrating. The ratings are coming down. People aren't watching. They aren't paying attention. They're not buying the load of crap they're selling. Okay, back to the phones here. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the show.
Hello?
Chance, are you there?
This isn't Chance. This is Paul from New Jersey.
Okay, I got Chance up here then. Okay, Paul from New Jersey, you're on first.
All right, I called John's show last week talking about that I'm an advocate or sympathetic towards socialist arguments.
Okay, are you going to start that again today?
I would like to discuss aspects of it, because one of the things you do in public is you say, show me a successful socialist nation. And I would like to answer that.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a little bit of time on the backside of this commercial break here. But you're not going to convince me socialism is a good thing. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, before we go back to the phones here, let me give you a little update here. Paul calls in quite a bit, and I'm not sure why even Paul listens to this network whatsoever. Paul, I think you're a Democrat. You're definitely a socialist, and I'm not sure why you even listen to RBN, because there's nobody on this network who believes in socialism. Socialism is one step behind communism. I don't know what you're thinking. Socialism is such a great thing. Well, let me give you a little refresher on what Paul talked about with John and I the other day. I think it was last Monday, which got kind of in a heated discussion here. Paul would like to tax, in a situation here, $400,000, you're taxed at a certain rate, and after the $400,000, what you have remaining would be taxed at 90%. So we used a little example here. Evidently, Paul here has some money saved in the bank. He's done very well for himself. He has $1 million. So $400,000 he's taxed at this rate, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15, 16%. I guess I don't even remember really mention what the tax would be on that $400,000. But the taxation beyond $400,000 would be 90%. So I guess Paul is okay with handing over 90% of his $600,000. I guess he's okay with that. But he didn't seem to be that okay with that. He was okay with using other people's money. And that's usually how socialists are. They love to use other people's money. And socialism ends when you run out of other people's money. So Paul is kind of an exceptionalist as a socialist. He likes to use other people's money. And there is no place on earth. He keeps talking about health care is poor here. It's a hell of a lot better than Canada. I can tell you I've had patients come from Canada who had to come to the United States because if they had not come, the waiting line was too long and they would have died. They were cardiac patients and they just couldn't wait any longer. So they ended up in the United States and we took care of their business for them. And they went back home to Canada and are alive today. So in the medical field, socialism, no, not going to work. Paul hasn't thought about if we had socialism and there was a free-for-all, basically everybody has health care, and including the illegals, Paul. I don't know if you want the illegals to have health care, but it sounds like as a socialist, you would be okay with the illegals getting free health care also. So my area hospitals here, all these hospitals would have to start this huge campaign of building on, building, building, building. And they'd have to hire more doctors, nurses, x-ray technicians, phlebotomists, respiratory therapists, you name it, MRI specialists. They got to hire specialists, pulmonologists, radiology, oncologists, all the different disciplines. We're going to have to beef that sucker up really big, and that's going to take a hell of a long time. So basically what would happen is you open the floodgates, everybody would rush through that door, and you'd have one long line. And then somebody at the other end of the line would have to figure out, triage this and say, you know, what's your problem? What's your problem? What's your problem? I'm going to have to take you first because yours is really more of a priority than this guy here that's got the stub toe, the ingrown toenail. I'm going to have to take you. I've seen this happen. Believe me, that's what an ER does. An ER triages. The most serious gets to be seen right away, and the frivolous nothings that come into the ER, and they do come into the ER with sniffles and colds and the flu. They come in and waste your time or coming in for drug-seeking behavior because they need more Percocet. So, Paul, socialism is a no in this country. It would kill this country. You act like capitalism is a bad thing. It's a nasty thing. It's a disease. You don't want to catch it. Yes, corporations are out of control. There's greed out there. You think there wouldn't be greed in socialism? Sure there would be. There'd be people who are making lots of money on socialism, maybe in a different way, but they would be just as greedy as the capitalists. So you're not solving any problems by opening the floodgates and making socialism part of our government. Now, I'm going to let you have about 2 minutes, and then that's about it. Because I suggest you should start looking, listening to a different network, because your socialism isn't working here. You need to stick with something that works for you. People like MSNBC, maybe CNN, Rachel Maddow and those, and Bernie Sanders and AOC and those guys who are all cool about socialism and giving away free, but not one of them, that debate, Paul, talked about how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for all the free college? How am I going to pay for the 2 years of free local community college? How am I going to pay for that? I don't know. AOC says you just pay for it. That's the new economics. You just pay for it. There's no free ride. Socialism is dependence, and it's a bad thing, and I don't know why you think it would be a good thing. So I'll let you have your 2 minutes, and that's it.
Well, thank you for letting me get a word in edgewise. If you had remembered what I said in my call with John, if you remember what I said to John, I said that under Dwight D. Eisenhower, he had that very graduated income tax, Steve. From World War II on up into the early 70s, America had a graduated income tax taxing up to 90% over the first $400,000 of a person's earnings. And guess what, Steve? Those were the golden age of American standard of living. A single worker could afford to pay for his family, a house, a car, and their wife to raise children at home. So to say a socialist policy, and I never said I was a socialist, I said I believed in a hybrid, a mix of some socialism and some capitalism. And what I advocated for was actually agreeing with Ms. Cortez. I believe And she said that after $10 million of your earnings, everything over $10 million in a year gets taxed after that at 70%. I think that's totally reasonable. You know, you fellas complain all day long about the renegade billionaire, George Soros, all day long. One billionaire, notice, who's a renegade, and look at the trouble he causes with that oligarch. And this is what I'm saying about the problem of capitalism. And with you guys, and you, and John, you sit there defending these billionaire capitalists so they can keep their billions. Yes, you do.
You're wrong. Pot him down. It's a little wild there. Do you remember what John said to you? He talked about an honest money system. Okay, you forgot all about the most important part of this, the honest money system, Paul. And I don't have a clue why you listen to this network. Unless you're one of the trolls that I talked about earlier that bothers GCN and all the other networks trying to bring them down and divide the hosts. I'm starting to think, Paul, that's who you are. Your socialism, you can't have partial socialism and then partial capitalism. It doesn't work. I don't get you. I really don't. Drop the call. I'm done with him. Done. I don't know why this guy wastes my time. He calls in again. He'll call in again tomorrow. Paul, you're working on being banned. Just go find another network. You know? And you keep your money, because I know what kind of socialist you are. Everybody else's money. And no, I get to keep mine. I get to keep mine. Paul gets to keep his money. Everybody else must forfeit their money 75% or 90% over $400,000. So, yeah, I can see that. So what's the incentive to work hard and be successful? Putting caps on income now? Oh, my gosh. Why am I going to work really hard? Why don't you just go after my savings, too? Maybe I have too much savings in my account here. And, Steve, you need to get rid of some of that extra savings here and the redistribution of wealth. Paul, you make no sense whatsoever. Find another network. Back to the phones here. We're going to talk to Chance finally in West Virginia. Chance, you're on the show.
Yes, Steve. I think it would have been pretty interesting if you asked him about his relationship with Hal Turner. I don't know if you remember Hal Turner. He had a shortwave so-called Patriot show. On in the 90s, and he turned out to be an informant. And that's what John brought up. That's what John brought up, and that would have been a pretty curious question, I think, don't you?
Well, you know what, Chance? I like to have discussion on things that or an intelligent discussion on something like this. But Paul never comes from the intelligent side of this issue. He never does. And he's an exceptionalist. Like I said, he makes exception. Well, his money, he would be bitching up a storm right now if I said we're taking 90% of your 600,000 that's over the 400,000. You got a million in the bank, we'll tax the 400,000 at 16% and we're going to tax the 690. Man, he'd be bitching up a storm. I mean, he's an idiot. He's an idiot if he wouldn't. So I'm tired of people like that, the exceptionalism, good socialism, bad socialism. No, socialism is a killer all the way around. We don't need it. We don't want it. And end of that.
Well, Steve, I guess he's entitled to his opinion. But I think that question about Hal Turner would have really revealed quite a bit. Now, the reason why I called now, you mentioned Kurt Wilson. Kurt Wilson used to have a program on the shortwave, the Patriot. I believe he's out of Idaho. Not California, if he's still in Idaho. It's survivalenterprises.com or .org. I'm not quite sure. I used to order products from him years back.
I think he's in California now.
He would make a good guest. He's pretty informative. And, you know, Steve, white privilege, I finally found out what white privilege is, the definition of white privilege. I'm surprised you haven't.
What's that?
White privilege is the privilege of watching your race and your culture degraded, diminished, and destroyed. It's the privilege of opening up your wallet and to give all your money to people who don't deserve it. That's white privilege. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I'm not white privilege. I don't know. You know, I've got a little bit of a tan
because
I live down
in
Florida, so I'm not really white privilege. I've got a nice little tan going here, so I don't know. doesn't apply
to me. Well, for the reasons I described, those are the privileges, don't you see?
Yeah, I see. Anything else on your mind, Chance?
No, that's about it. I enjoyed Scottish John for a couple of days while he was on.
Yeah, I did too. And I talked to Scottish John, and he had some health concerns I didn't know about, John didn't know about. And it was, be honest with you, he would probably wouldn't mind me telling you. Some of the issues here were really driving his blood pressure up. He's really concerned about his blood pressure. So he decided to say, you know, I'm not sure this is for me. His health is very important, and I agree with that 100%. So I thank him for coming on board the short time he was here. And he's a good man, and he's a patriot. He cares. And I'm sure we'll still hear from him as a caller, but maybe not as a host, but as a caller. He's a good man.
Well, I hope he does call in. I don't listen to that Trump propaganda program. I just can't listen to that nonsense any longer. You know, I tune off Monday through Friday at that time now.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. God bless you, and have a good show now.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We'll go back to the phones here. Art Off the Grid, you're on the show. Art, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, Art. There's that beep I was waiting on.
There you go.
Oh boy. Gee golly, where to even start? You know, these people, they just drive me out.
See it. Go ahead, Art.
Oh, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. These people just drive me nuts. You know, they if you think socialism is so great, why don't you move to Venezuela? You get all the Venice, all the socialism you want. See, here's the thing which these idiots don't understand. First of all, I could give a rat's patootie less if a guy makes $5 million a year. I don't care. If he works for it, it's his. Who
exactly
has the right to tell him there's a limit on how much you can make? And this garbage of after a certain point we're going to tax you at 75%, like you said, that just eliminates the incentive to want to go for beyond to actually achieve what you're capable of achieving. This is called removing your will to motivate. That's what this is all about. And these people just don't seem to get it. This argument of we're just going to pay for it, well, you know what? Stupid. Nothing is free. Someone take health care. Someone's got to pay the doctors. Someone's got to pay the nurses. Someone's got to pay the interns. Someone has to pay for the medication. Someone has to pay for the electricity to run the equipment. Someone's paying for this. With education, someone's paying the professor. Someone's paying the teacher. Someone has to pay the school counselor. Do you think these people are going to work for free, idiot? No, they're not. Someone's going to pay for them. And who's going to pay for them? Me. I don't think so. I don't damn think so. And this open borders crap, we got this jackass Ilhan Omar coming out at a hearing talking about no one's illegal. Well, here's the argument for closing that damn border. Since September 11th, you jackasses on the left, and a lot of you idiots on the right, you ain't immune, okay? You're just as guilty. Here's the argument with this one. With your open door policy, I can destroy that right off the bat. Since 2011, you people in Washington have been promoting this war on terrorism, and you always seem to want to go back to that. When this don't work and that don't work and that don't work and that don't work, all of a sudden, bang, well, we just thwarted a terrorist attack. We've got the ongoing war on terrorism. Well, if you got an ongoing war on terrorism, and you've got Section 212, Part F, that states clearly that the president, if he believes that there's a threat, he can shut down immigration of certain particular immigrants or all of them together. Well, if you got this war on terrorism going and you can't identify the face, you can't look at somebody and know that this guy's out for bad news, okay? You got a war on terrorism, you can't put a face on it? Why would you want open borders?
I agree with you, Art, 100%, 100%. I need to move on, though. I agree with you, 100%. Yeah, he's an exceptionalist, socialist. My money is my money, but everybody else's money is to be redistributed. And no, I'm not going to buy that. I'm not sure why the guy even listens to this network. He should be tuning into MSNBC or CNN and watching Rachel Maddow and hang out with Bernie and those guys, because He's not RBN material, and I have no clue why he's bothering us all the time. John mentioned it, an honest money system. He doesn't want to talk about an honest money system. He just wants to talk about giving away everybody. He wants to give away who are successful, give their money away. And no, I'm not going to cap people's incomes for being successful. I'm not going to do it. Art, thanks for your call. Need to go to another call. Mr. John Stadmiller, owner of the network, is on. John, what you got? Oh, after the break then. Short commercial break. We'll be right back. Mr. John Stadmiller will be with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back to the phones here. Owner of the network, Mr. John Stadmiller, on the phone. John, did you hear that? Our socialist callback.
I was trying to let Ken know to skip the commercial. Since I own the network, I know the commercial cart, and evidently didn't hear me. And I can barely hear you, Ken. And if you're monitoring I'm listening by way of Shoutcast, and the volume is extremely low. But, hey, I usually don't call in your show, but I heard New Jersey Jackass pop on.
Yeah. Back. He's back.
As a matter of fact, I've banned him from my show. There's no point on having this guy on, and you're right. He should be calling Gary Knoll's network, Progressive Radio Network, or MSNBC, or whatever the case may be. He keeps repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And I know where this guy came from. And I don't know what really flipped him all the way, but he used to be a halfway friendly caller. Now, Steve, it's just I'm making my point, and I'm going to keep drilling it and drilling it and drilling it, and it's been rejected. And he's like a poor boy without a home. I don't know if he's not bad enough the socialists want him, but I can tell you one thing. Good red-blooded thinking Americans that know what the problems are in America are trying to solve it, and this jackass is just obfuscating. That's all that he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he listens. I really don't. I was really surprised to see him on the call screen there. I don't know what's going on with him, but
I'm not.
John, you want to give a little history of the background a little bit? Do you want to do that?
Of what?
Of the caller, of that caller. Do you want to give the little history you gave me, a little background?
Oh, you mean where he worked with the FBI informant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget the guy's name. I got a mental block against it.
That's all right. Yeah, he's got an agenda here, and it ain't flying, so I don't know. Paul, if you're still listening, don't call back. You're on a ban list for my show, too. So go. Hey, I think you can still catch a rerun of Maddow right now, so go ahead and tune into her and see what you can learn from her. There you go.
Well, he's either extremely stupid or he's extremely dedicated to his beliefs, but people believe in strange things. They believe the Earth is flat. And we're the center of the universe, and Copernicus said, nah, no, we're not. So at any rate, Steve, you have a good one, my friend. Charge your batteries up. I'll see you on the airwaves tomorrow.
Sounds good, John. Thank you. All right, back to the phones here. We got Rick is on the line here. Rick, what's on your mind? Ah, Rick dropped. Rick, if you're still listening, call in for the second hour here, and we'll get your question in. All right, three more minutes to go. Let's go to something else here. Oh, yeah, like I was saying, with the Ocasio-Cortez, the 9/11 commission, no, shouldn't happen. I think it's under control. I think they're monitoring the situation very closely. The children are not being abused, so you'd just be wasting money. This thing is very focal right now. The children and the families, the immigrants that are coming in, they're being closely monitored and watched, and I guarantee you, nobody's drinking out of any toilets. They're being taken care of, and at some point in time, probably will be reestablished with their families, but it's protocol, baby. It's protocol. You separate them, and then when you figure out everything, you put it all back together. When I come back, a little bit of information here, some interesting stuff I found out through the ICE, that what is going on, a little scam of how to get into this country. I'll talk about that and take more of your calls. 1-800-313-9443. Open lines today.
Our audience, the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.